Hello and welcome to Sound Collections, a new mini-series presented by KPBI Public Radio and the Pratt Museum. Each week, we will be airing snippets of interviews from community members around Ketchumak Bay, exploring the found items that we collect and what they can teach us about our past, present, and future. This week, we will be hearing from Carter Davis, who at 10 years old has already amassed an impressive collection of insects, shells, and other unique specimens from around Alaska.
So I'm Carter Davis, and I like to collect insects and shells and rocks.
Carter's bedroom is full of his collections, everything from carefully preserved insects to live cockroaches and frogs he's caught. He walked us through and showed us a few of the species he's proudest of having collected.
I have a lot of butterflies in this one. There's a tortoise shell, an angel wing. I have two different types of swallowtails. I have a fritillary, and I have mourning cloak, and a copper, and a margined white. I think that's all the butterflies I have. In this one, I only have three that aren't from Alaska.
We asked Carter what a typical day collecting looks like for him.
So usually, I have my butterfly net with me. I have a container. And then if I just see something moving, I just swipe at it.
Once he's found an insect he wants to add to his collection, he starts the process of safely killing and preserving them.
So there is plaster, and then there's acetone, which kills them. Because, see here, these aren't in very good shape. That's because my sister won't let me kill them.
Throughout the years, Carter has been continuously surprised during his explorations to find interesting creatures.
You never know what you're going to find, you know. Some days you find nothing, some days you find, like, I found, these three in one day, and I actually found another one, but I gave it to my friend who has a collection in my room, too. So, yeah, sometimes you'll just find nothing, sometimes you'll find just a lot of stuff. One day, we have this friend named Carol Comfort. She's also our piano teacher. And we like to go to her house because there's a nice, you know, lake there. And so one day, we were there, and I found this huge beetle, this big, but it was dead in the water. It's a predaceous diving beetle. So I decided to go out hunting for more. And I found a live one, and I was so shocked that I swiped at it and fell in the water. A while ago, I was catching frogs at that same pond, and I had a net in my hand to catch the frogs. And then I saw this little frog that was about this big, and I forgot that I had a net, so I just grabbed it with my hand.
Finally, we asked if Carter had any advice for other kids interested in starting their own collections.
You don't really need, like, equipment. You can just go out and, like, pluck them off your windowsill. And then that's all you need. Like, I mean, if you can get your hands on a net, that's really good. But you don't need one. Like, this butterfly were caught with my bare hands. So, you just don't need a net. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do a lot without nets. I probably caught every single one of my moths that I have without a net. And you don't need like fancy containers. You can just grab stuff from the recycling. I like to go to the dump. Sometimes people forget to take the lids off of the things. So like I used to have this container this big, this wide, was from the dump, and then I accidentally got some stinky stuff.
Carter is excited to continue adding to his collections and has big dreams for the future.
I definitely want to have a lot of animals in my house when I grow up. And I kind of want to have a backyard zoo.
We'd like to thank Carter Davis for sharing his stories and adventures in collecting with us. We'd also like to thank all of you, our listeners, for tuning into Sound Collections on KBBI Public Radio. Sound Collections is supported in part by a grant from the Alaska State Council on the Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts. Our theme song is Masking by Leo Ash. To see photos from Carter's collections, information about our latest exhibit, and to submit your own story, visit our website at prattmuseum.org. Thank you.